The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 235. Light 'em if you got 'em.
What are you waiting for? Shoot them. Shoot them now.
I can't. One of them is on top of us. And the gun.
Can we go forward or backwards?
No. They're all around us. This is not how I want to die. Eaten by a bunch of overgrown lizards.
There's an aircraft firing on the beasts. One is down and the others are attacking it. Quick, get us out of here.
That was some incredible shooting.
I don't know who they were, but they saved us. Maybe there are still Rage supporters here after all. I hope I can personally thank them.
And you are welcome, Hanneke.
I wonder what he'd say if he knew it was us who just saved his hide.
Bat 1, this is Mercury. Do you copy? Over.
We copy, Captain 8. Go ahead.
Our thermals just picked up a vehicle being attacked by river monsters. Was that you to the rescue? Over.
That was us. Hanneke and his guard were stopped and under attack. We took out a big one and the others left to eat him. Over.
I wonder if he knew it was you that saved him. Over.
I seriously doubt it. We came in hot and heavy. Heck, I haven't done a gun run like that since Beggar's Canyon. Felt pretty good. How does it look for them up ahead? Over.
We're not picking up any thermals, so it should be clear sailing. Over.
Sounds good. Keep us posted. Over.
You got it. Mercury out.
No sense in following Hanneke now. He has a clear road all the way to camp. Let's double back to the bunker.
Coming about.
How long do you want to monitor the bunker?
Not long. It's my guess that Lister will stay there and confront Hanneke when he returns.
You know, I wouldn't put it past Lister to keep that board for himself.
You mean get it implanted?
Well, why else would he allow Hanneke to go to camp and pick up the doctor? He may even follow him back.
You might have a point. I was in that bunker not too long ago. It had a pretty decent medical facility. Lister might just be staying there to see if Hanneke uses it.
Do you think it's good enough to do surgery?
Yes, and it's maintained. The bunker's used by the camp mercenaries traveling to and from Tyrannus. It's a pretty dangerous trip. Injuries could easily happen.
I'd put my money on them doing it there. Why risk going into town when you know the IDF is patrolling there?
Exactly. Let Hanneke go to the camp, pick up his doctor, and then return for surgery. All Lister would have to do is step in and take over.
Bat 1 to shuttle. Over.
This is Shuttle. Go ahead.
We just shot a river monster that was attacking Hanneke. They're on their way now to the camp. I don't think they knew it was us. Our theory is that Lister will wait at the bunker and confront Hanneke when he returns with the surgeon. Over.
Roger that. We copied your conversation with the Mercury and we concur. The Mercury will monitor the situation. Return to the old IDF base and rendezvous with us there. Over.
Roger that. Bat 1 out. All right, Marco. Set course for the IDF base. We're out of here.
So, you want to go over some things you might want to ask Leonard?
So we can do that. I'm sure Kate has a few.
Just as well. I'd like to ask some myself.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure Kate will ask what his relationship with Vincent was in school, and what exactly they did to run up such a big debt.
And why in the world he would risk his own safety to help him. I mean, stealing to pay off gambling debts? That takes a really good friend.
Or a really stupid one.
Unless that friend ran up a debt too.
Well, that makes sense. Maybe Vincent hit a big payoff and Leonard got gambling fever, and then they ran up a debt together.
I also wonder if they ever worked together with Rage. Maybe in a training session.
I still find it extremely odd that Vincent, or Korski, killed your parents and you ended up working with his best friend Leonard.
Somebody in Rage had to know about the connection. I can tell you that Leonard and I never met.
Yeah, there's something odd about the whole thing. I'll be interested to find out what Leonard knew about you. If he and Vincent were buddies, both working for Rage, he had to be aware of the accident and who you were.
And if that were true, Hank would have known. He never said anything to me about that.
Of course he didn't. That would compromise his mission. If you found out who Leonard was, do you think you'd be an asset to his mission?
I'm sure that's why he kept it from me. They've been grooming Korski for a long time. The less I knew, the better.
It's just so odd that they set you up to help by promising they would bring Korski to justice when that wasn't their intention at all.
It makes me wonder what they were going to do with me once the mission was done.
Quite honestly, I don't think you'd be around to find out.
I suppose you're right. So what else should you and Kate ask Leonard? Do you know what she's going to ask?
Not specifically, but she's a good cop. I'm sure she'll be thorough.
I'm betting that if she comes on too strong as a cop, Leonard will clam up. After all, he has a history with law enforcement. Plus, he wouldn't want to jeopardize his witness protection status.
Listen, I know Kate. She has enough real-world and IDF experience to know when to back off. I'm not worried about it. I don't think there's much more you can do here. Unless you have a classmate of Vincent's lined up.
So far, I haven't located one. I imagine most of the girls have married and changed names, and that doesn't leave a good pool from which to choose.
Then I think you should go back with me and assist Barnes and Thornton with whatever they're doing.
Sounds like a plan. We can research from there what I'm doing here. If I can find someone to interview, it won't be too difficult to take the step back to Enterprise.
Well, that'll work. You can access better databases from there than you can from here. Plus, you'll have the experience of Barnes and Thornton to draw on.
Experience. That's another way of saying they're older.
And maybe wiser.
This looks like it was a pretty big airbase at one time.
It was a major hub in the war to free Titan IV.
I see. What about here, on Titan III?
There were efforts at first to keep Titan III neutral, but as the war progressed, more and more skirmishes popped up, so it became an IDF stronghold.
And now it's a place of refuge for those former Raid soldiers. Funny how that works.
I certainly hope that Agent Simon and Captain Tam can switch out that servo unit. Otherwise, the Mercury will be spending a lot of time in orbit.
Worst case scenario is that we'll have to remain attached to the BSS, awaiting parts.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Mercury to Jaffra.
This is Jaffra. Go ahead. Over.
Join me on TACCOM 1. Over.
Roger that. Stand by. All right, mate. I'm with you on 1.
Got you loud and clear. I just wanted to let you know that Bat 1 is en route and will be there shortly. Any luck with our part?
Negative on the part. They haven't returned yet.
Hope they have some luck. I'd hate to go through this drill again on Titan 4.
Or, as we were discussing, attached to the BSS waiting for parts from Boldebar.
That'd be the worst. Sam's ship has been awaiting parts for quite a while. I can't afford to drive out for one small unit.
And hopefully Agent Simon will have some luck. I believe Bat 1 just flew over.
That would be them. They're on final approach. Let me know about the part.
Will do.
I think you're going to be having your answer sooner than later. I believe that's them coming now.
It looks like there's something in the bag. Maybe we got lucky.
Bat 1 to Jaffra.
I got you. I believe you just flew over us.
We've landed and are taxiing to your position.
Copy that.
As they say in my neck of the woods, looks like we're getting the band back together.
Yes, it will be nice to get most of us together again.
Hopefully these two will have some good news for us.
Well, it looks like you have something in your bag.
Yeah, an old blown landing gear servo.
There's not a new one to be found anywhere.
Well, I suppose we're done for.
Not quite.
What do you mean?
There's a can point near Tyrannus.
Excuse me? A can point? What are we going to do with cans?
Short for cannibalization yard.
I don't think I like the sound of that either.
It's a place where equipment that is no longer serviceable goes. If you need a part, you can take it off.
Oh, it's a junkyard. Why don't you say so in the first place? You think they'll have the part?
According to the supply sergeant we talked to, there's a compatible unit in the boneyard there.
Cannibals? Bones? You military people sure have a strange way of naming things.
Is this place where the old abandoned mine is?
Yes. It's where we landed the first time.
Here comes two of the three musketeers.
Now, what do you have there, Captain Tam? Are we good to go?
Somewhere else.
I beg your pardon?
We're good to go somewhere else. They didn't have what we needed.
Well, that's not good. Do we have a plan yet?
Now, there's a cannibalization yard at the old mine near Tyrannus.
The supply officer here believes that there's a compatible unit there.
Well, then let's get to it instead of standing around here gabbing.
That's funny coming from you. Gabby, gabbing.
We'll get back to the bat. Joe Mack is keeping guard. We can meet you there.
Sounds like a plan. We'll see you shortly.
Stand by for portal closure.
Standing by.
The portal is closed. You are cleared for egress. Kate, Kelly, welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. Pierman.
We're looking forward to meeting with Leonard. Is everything still a go?
Yes, it is. He'll meet you at the Hagerstown Stip. It's in the back of a restaurant owned by the IDF, so you'll have no trouble with being seen.
That sounds perfect. Will he be alone?
Technically, no. But you won't see anyone. They'll be observing out of sight.
Do you know if he's been briefed about what we want to talk to him about?
Yes. However, he's not sure he can help. All of this happened years ago.
Anything we can get from him about school would be great. But we're more interested in his rage activities. I'm especially eager to learn if he had any interactions with Scarlet.
That's very interesting. Do you suspect Scarlet's loyalty?
No. I'm confident she's been honest with us. I'm interested in the relationship between her, Hank and Louie, and Louie and Leonard.
Well, good luck with that. Are you trying to tie what they were doing to what Korski might be doing?
Exactly.
So Korski was originally working on power outages while Hank and Louie concentrated on the internet. Leonard might know what the target for Bishop's mission might be.
All right, good luck with that. Climb aboard. We have a direct connection to Hagerstown, so there's no need for an alternate St. Martin's transfer.
We're ready for transport.
Good luck and stand by. Portal is closed, cleared for egress.
Now there are two people I didn't think I'd ever see again. The Hawk sisters.
Hello, Leonard. Thanks for agreeing to meet us.
It's the least I could do for the people who got me out of the clutches of rage. It's good to see you, Kelly.
Well, I have mixed feelings about that. But thanks for meeting with us.
I understand. Follow me. Right here. Have a seat.
I see you came prepared. Coffee and Danish?
Please, help yourself.
I'll have some coffee, but I better hold off on the Danish. Sis?
Same here. I'll just have some coffee.
So I understand you want to know about my school days with Vinny. Quite honestly, that was a long time ago.
I can understand that a lot of the day-to-day activities will fade with time. But getting into debt and stealing to cover your debts might be something you'd remember.
Not to mention having rage bail you out.
Yes, we made some big mistakes in school.
Is that why Vincent pulled back in his senior year? I mean, if you look at his yearbook from his junior year, he was into everything.
Yeah, he was on the fast track to graduating with honors and getting into a big school. A long ways from his juvie days.
And you followed him? Why?
It started when Benny would go down to the Gulf and get on those offshore floating casinos. He won big and I got the fever. At first we won, and then we started to break even.
Followed by losing streaks? And you both were confident that you could win it all back.
And then some. We were determined to hit it big, so we bet big. We borrowed from the house, and then they cut us off. Vinny promised them he'd have the money within a week. That's when we took to stealing.
And it got to the point you couldn't steal enough?
How did Rage get involved?
One day, Vin came to me and said he got an offer he couldn't refuse.
Now, where have I heard that before?
That was my first thought. I thought he got involved with organized crime, but he said it was a government agency.
I don't suppose he told you that it was an alien government agency.
That would be a definite no.
When did you learn you were dealing with agents who were out of this world?
We both learned the first time we met some Hongans and realized they weren't from here.
And by here, you mean?
Earth. It was a shock to both of us.
Well, Kate and I can certainly identify with that. So, what did they do? Offer to pay off all your debts?
That and then some. I got into the college of my choice, and Vinny got to go to West Point.
Korski, or should I say Vincent, was involved in the 2003 Northeast blackout. Were you any part of that?
Can I take the fifth?
So, that would be a yes. Don't worry, Leonard. We have no intention of holding you for any previous crimes. That's part of your plea deal.
The Northeast job was strictly Vinny's. I was working elsewhere.
At the time you were working with Louis, did you have any contact with Scarlett Jernigan?
The woman helping Hank. I never met her.
Did you know that Vincent killed her parents in a car wreck?
I knew that he was involved in an accident several years ago, but I didn't know it was Scarlett's parents. I found that out after you arrested me.
Did you know that's what Rage was holding over her? That they would bring Vincent to justice?
I did know that, but I didn't know that it was the same accident that Vincent had. I've been keeping my head down. But if I had to guess, I would say they were trying to finish what Hank couldn't. Houston is a prime target for both internet and power grid attacks.
That's been our guess, too. As I say, don't leave town. We may have more questions for you.
I won't. So, I suppose you want me to eat these Danish buns alone?
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
This might be our last day here unless Bishop can get us an extension.
I'm pretty sure he will. This operation's getting a little shaky with all the heat being put on Korski. I think they are close to needing my help. We can't drag this out too much. We're running out of things to inspect.
Just got a text from Agent Hawk. She and Kelly have been interviewing Leonard.
Did they get anywhere with him?
Maybe. He claimed that he didn't have contact with Scarlett, but did know that Korski had been in an accident that had claimed two lives. He said it was only after he was arrested did he know that Scarlett was the victim's daughter.
How about his and Korski's recruitment by Rage?
It was as we suspected. Both of them ran up a big gambling debt, and Rage not only got them out of it, but also sent Leonard to the college of his choice and Korski to West Point.
Well, that's interesting. So, any insight as to what Bishop's target is?
She goes on to say that his best guess is to pick up where Hank and Louis left off.
Makes sense. Rage doesn't like to lose. If a mission fails, they'll do whatever it takes to try a second time and succeed. But if Houston is the target, why are we here in San Antonio?
I don't know. That's gonna be up to you to find out.
Joint Base San Antonio covers a lot of military installations. Most of the Air Force takes basic training here, and it's a hub for the military medical community.
Are you thinking that San Antonio might be their target?
I would think that it would be a part of a dual strike.
Perhaps it was until Hank was taken out. I'll alert Pierman to be on the lookout for any Rage activity in the Houston area. I'll give Captain Richards a call, too.
It's Bishop. Hey, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam. I got you a 2-day extension. There's a building under my supervision that's due for an inspection in 6 months. I convinced the GSA to do it now while you guys were here. And they agree.
That sounds good. I'll let Wayne know when he gets back. He went to the BX.
Good. Then you can talk. We're going to have to step up our timetable. The heat is on. The IDF is really pushing a lot of buttons trying to find out what Korski's up to.
I agree with your assessment to step things up. I want to warn you, though, Rage doesn't like things done in a sloppy manner. Don't rush anything. Make sure you get it right.
I'm well aware of that. We're going to have to do a full assessment tonight. If we foresee any choke points, I'd like to be able to call on you.
I would be honored to assist, but I must emphasize that it's strictly your mission. I would be just another pair of hands you could use.
Thank you, Sam. I'll be getting back to you soon.
Sounds like they're taking the bait.
Their mission must be time-sensitive. There has to be some reason why they need to strike quickly. You'll need to arrange a team to be on standby to stop them. I need to look innocent when they get busted.
We'll get something worked out. Are you meeting with them soon?
All he said was, I'll be getting back to you soon. Since we got just a 2-day extension, I don't expect that it will be very long.
Good. I'll be glad to get this over with.
I've been expecting you, General.
And who was announcing my impending arrival? Was it that low-life storekeeper, J.L.?
No. It was the several who arrived ahead of you.
Let me guess. One was the pathetic Lord Lister looking for soldiers to join him.
And the other one was called Gabby, with two of her fellow bounty hunters.
Yes. I'm surprised you didn't run into Lister and his warrior guard, Ursula. You should have passed each other on the way here.
We stopped at the shelter early before the dark period. Perhaps that's when he passed us. And when did the three bounty hunters arrive?
Shortly after Lister and Ursula departed.
And what business did they have here?
They came to gather intelligence on Lister and inquire about you. Apparently they are out to collect a bounty on you two.
And Lister and Ursula, which way did they go?
They departed for the old IDF airbase south of Tyrannus.
I know that base. There's not much there anymore.
I think it's safe to assume that the Mercury is coming from Titan IV, and the base is a rendezvous point. Knowing how Jaffra and the bounty hunter works, they will split into teams to pursue us.
Then I doubt that you are safe here. I see you're using one of JL's trucks. He would have shared that information with anyone willing to part with a few monetary units.
The trip back will take too long for my comfort. We would like to stay here and just until light.
Have you also come to recruit soldiers back into Rage? If you have, I can tell you that it's a waste of time. Lister and Ursula spent the majority of their time here talking to everyone. No one was interested.
Quite honestly, we have no interest in these spineless warriors.
Spineless, you say? You have no idea what courage it takes to live out here. We are fighting almost every dark period.
It seems that if you are killing at least one every night or every other night, they would soon become extinct.
Sound in this jungle carries for a very long distance. Other creatures from far up north hear the howls and deep growls when we fight these river monsters, and others migrate here.
Do you eat them?
No. These creatures have saliva that is full of harmful bacteria. The meat is covered with it after an attack. It's just not safe to eat. We burn whatever is left over. So, if you're not here to recruit, what can I do for you?
I am in great need of the surgical skills of one of your men.
For what purpose?
I am in need of some minor brain surgery. I have inspected the bunker and found it to be quite adequate for what I need. We can leave here at early light, and I'll have my guard return him as soon as the surgery is over.
I believe we can arrange that. Do you have his name?
Yes. It is.
Guard, to the magazine and draw a weapon. Join the fighters up on the wall.
I knew this would happen.
General, your safest place is up on the wall. Quickly.
One has breached the door. Open fire. Open fire. Will the river monsters all breach the compound? What will become of Hanukkah and his guard? Will the Mercury crew be able to salvage a part for their ship and continue with their mission? Will Sam be able to find out what Bishop's mission is? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles Battle Royale.